It's crowded in the cafeteria of Bond Elementary School and hard to find a seat as Leon County School District officials finish up one of their monthly town hall meetings with parents and teachers. This time around, the message is about parents and how important it is for them to be more involved in their child's education. It's a message that resonates with Shawanda Cunningham, whose son attends Bond Elementary. She recently moved to Tallahassee from Brevard County and says before the move, her son's grades were mostly D's. But now he's earning much higher scores, which she credits to the work of his new teacher.
Her name is Mrs. Walker. I am able to call her after hours at her home. She calls me. She even calls to come out to visit, to discuss things with me and my son. And I'm just so proud of this school. Also, it's very important for as parents for us to know what's going on with our children. So I really thank the school for what they're doing now and having all the parents come out. And I'm just amazed at all the parents that are out and involved in what's going on tonight. It's really awesome.
Cunningham says she supports a new law that pays and evaluates teachers like Ms. Walker based on how well their students perform. And she thinks a similar idea could work in reverse. That's something Lakeland Republican Representative Kelly Stargell likes too. For the second year in a row, she's sponsoring a bill to let teachers grade the parents.
Well, I'm a parent. You know, I have five children, and it's not just from my personal experience, but studies have shown. But the most important thing in the life of the child is the parent. And we've done a lot in education to focus on making sure we have quality, making sure that we have, you know, high standards and all, but all of those things are only going to be as successful as the input and the involvement of the parent.
Stargell's proposal would allow teachers to give satisfactory or needs improvement ratings to parents based on a child's attendance, whether or not the parent has signed all the emergency contact forms, and whether the parent has responded to requests for meetings or communications. There are no consequences if parents don't comply. But not everyone is on board with Stargell's plan.
I'm not sure exactly how Department of Education intends to use this information.
The Florida Education Association, a teachers union, says it has some reservations. Spokesman Mark Pudlow says he's worried that a seemingly well-intentioned bill could be used against them.
We're concerned about some of the requirements in here and concerned that it's going to give the department another opportunity to grade schools and consequently disparage public education.
The union is also concerned that the bill could lead to a clash between teachers and parents.
It seems to me that what's best for the students is to have parents and teachers working together to improve conditions for kids and improve learning for students. And I'm wondering whether this really sets up a kind of a conflict between teachers and parents.
But Stargell says her bill is largely aimed at getting the conversation started about the need for parents to be more involved.
It's a difficult situation because we have free public education and we can't demand too terribly much from our parents. That's why there's no repercussions in the bill, because I can't punish a parent, you know, for not doing something.
The measure caused a stir last year and made national news, although it didn't go anywhere in the legislature. Stargell says she's hopeful this year there will be some traction. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Stephen Wise has filed a companion bill in the upper chamber. The focus in the early weeks of the legislative session has been on higher education reform, but there's still lots of time left for the measures to get a hearing. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.